Oniana Mayor Gary Herzig is set to deliver his State of the City address tonight. It's a busy time for the Otsego County City, with college students set to return in the coming days, a new police chief to hire, and ongoing concerns around COVID-19. I'm Jesse King reporting for WAMC, and I spoke with Herzig, a Democrat now in his sixth year as mayor.
You know, we've been through a tough year, just like everybody across the country, across the world has been. We had an initial shutdown in the spring, then followed by a large outbreak at SUNY Oneonta in the fall. And of course, now, like everybody else, we're facing increasing numbers with the second wave. But despite that, I would have to say that the state of the city of Oneonta is one of strength and one of resilience. We have come through this because the people of the city have come together to support one another and to support our business community.
Now, I know a lot of cities and the state are struggling with their budgets thanks to the pandemic. How is Oneonta looking on that front?
Well, we are struggling, as we all know. The federal government to date has failed to come through with any support for local governments. We are looking at a deficit this year in our budget of more than $2 million. For a city our size, that is significant. We are doing our best not to eliminate staffing positions, not to lay anybody off or furlough them. But it's a challenge. It's a real challenge for us. And of course, the closing of SUNY this past fall has resulted in a real hit to our business community, which means a great decrease in sales tax to the city. It means a decrease in sale of water, in sewer rates, in transportation services that we provide. We probably look at a loss of over $1 million a year to the city municipality just as a result of the campus being closed.
In terms of addressing that deficit, what are some things that you guys are looking at?
Well, we have looked at consolidation, a couple of areas where we thought we could consolidate positions. And these are probably areas where it may have made sense before COVID, but this has motivated us to act quicker than we would have in other ways. Unfortunately, we've had to dig into our reserves. We are very fortunate that we have had healthy reserves going into this crisis, and that's a tribute to the people who came before me. That has enabled us to get through without having significant layoffs. But when you have to spend your reserves, you put yourself at risk for the future.
Taking a look at the past year, I know one of the big stories coming out of Oneonta was, of course, the outbreak at SUNY Oneonta this past fall. What did the city learn from that outbreak?
That was clearly something that set us back just when things were looking better, just when the business community could start to see the light at the end of the tunnel. It turned out, as they say, to be an oncoming train. But we have learned from that, and so has the college. We have a new sense of partnership between the city and SUNY Oneonta. We've established excellent lines of communication. And so we are going into this spring semester with a different approach. The big challenge is not keeping the students safe and healthy when they are on campus. The big challenge is what takes place off campus. Right now, the college is working closely with the city in doing everything we can to have good communications and consistent messaging and enforcement of activities that students participate in off campus, not only in preventing negative behaviors, but also doing a better job of bringing the students into greater involvement in constructive, positive activities as part of the community.
Besides the pandemic, what are some of the city's biggest challenges right now that you're taking a look at?
One of the biggest challenges that we are all facing is keeping our local businesses alive. And they've been through a year that nobody could have ever predicted or even imagined. Back in the early spring, I brought together a small group, about six people, who I thought could be good at coming up with some ideas on how we could support our local businesses. I asked two things: come up with some strategies, innovative strategies, to allow our local businesses to survive, and then keep in mind that when COVID leaves and the doors open, there are going to be new opportunities, and let's start now working on strategies so that when that happens, we can thrive. The group embraced that. They named the initiative Survive, Then Thrive. They recruited as many as five dozen additional people to create subcommittees. And out of that came hundreds of thousands of dollars of grants to our local businesses. marketing campaigns, 8 weeks of Saturdays of outdoor dining and shopping, and a new list of priorities for the city of Oneonta to take advantage of the opportunities that will exist when the cloud of COVID lifts.
For 2021, what are some things that you would like to see the city tackle?
We have a full agenda of initiatives going forward in 2021. You know, as you know, we were a first round winner of Governor Cuomo's Downtown Revitalization Initiative. We are now seeing much of that come into fruition. We are working on a project to provide 64 units of middle income affordable housing along with Artist Loft. We are working with Hartwick College to develop a downtown grain innovation center. This is a wonderful project that will provide local farmers, brewers, and bakers with research and testing services while students receive real-life learning experiences. Tonight at our council meeting, our council will be reviewing plans to build a new transit hub in our downtown and to completely renovate our downtown parking garage. We are undertaking a waterfront revitalization planning initiative. You know, we have the Susquehanna River, which runs practically through our downtown, but yet it is not accessible. What a shame that is. It was cut off when I-88 was built. We are working with New York State and professional planners to see if we can change that and allow the people of the city, visitors to the city, to access the river. Just think how wonderful a river walk would be. We're working together with the Greater Oneonta Historical Society and the Friends of the Oneonta Theater to try to save that historic jewel. It's also important to supporting the arts here in the city of Oneonta and the economy. So we have many initiatives going forward where we believe that the city of Oneonta is going to be in a strong position, particularly as people are looking for smaller, lower density cities in which to live in light of the recent experience we've had with the pandemic.